So I'd like to introduce myself. I forgot to do that earlier. I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. I am so honored to say that. And my name is Alicia Wood. So welcome. So glad to see you. As I said before, we're talking about the redemption of Scrooge and A Christmas Carol. We pick up the story of A Christmas Carol as Scrooge encounters the spirit or ghost of Christmas yet to come. He is afraid. He has started to find joy through his memories of the past and a spark of compassion while looking in on Tiny Tim, who is his employee Bob Cratchit's son. This spirit is scary, and Scrooge knows what it wants without even speaking a word. The shepherds were also afraid when the angels came to proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth. Both Scrooge and the shepherds were unlikely candidates. We are all afraid in some way, and each of us, unlikely candidates. The shepherds and Scrooge got through the fear, and when they did, they found great joy. There's a little Scrooge in each of us, afraid of the future and even more afraid that we won't be able to change. What if we may also get through the fear and find great joy as Scrooge and the shepherds once did? The ghost of Christmas yet to come never spoke. It just pointed. The silence was terrifying for Scrooge and for anyone watching the movie. Silence can be terrifying, or it can be exactly what we need to be able to listen for God and for change to happen within us. When Scrooge awoke, he was a new person. He was redeemed. He saw his past and present and decided to make change. We each have the choice. God is ready and waiting. Our text today from Revelation: grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. God is with us in the past, in the present, and in what is yet to come. God is so many things. God is with us no matter our past, who we were, what we did, how we behaved. God is with us and was with us. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. God is love. We have every opportunity to be changed, to be redeemed because of our loving God. We began Advent receiving paper chains in which each day we could write something we wanted to let go. And some folks said, I'm going to have to write the same thing every single day. And some folks said, I'm going to write something new each day. Letting go leaves room for new things. The truth is, we are all redeemed by our merciful God. We just need to realize it. And realize we are worthy of redemption, worthy of change. I mean, if a guy like Scrooge can be redeemed, how could we have any doubts? We are called through this redemption to be more Scrooge-like. I don't mean Scrooge-like in the beginning of the movie. I mean Scrooge-like in the end, after he had been visited by the spirits of the past, present, and future. He was redeemed. We are called to share God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, God's compassion. We have many opportunities to share God's love every day and every week. And here in this congregation, we have a great opportunity every time we have community breakfast and Friday pantry. If we are all worthy of this redemption and God is ready and waiting, no matter our past, our present, or our future, all people are worthy. We do a great job of feeding folks' bodies through our pantry and our breakfast. How about their minds and spirits? So next week, we will worship in Fellowship Hall immediately following feeding our bellies. Well, why are we doing this? Sometimes we ask ourselves, why don't the folks who come to breakfast come to worship? And I'm asking myself this. Have they been invited? And I don't mean, hey, come to worship after breakfast by the person speaking. I mean personally invited by someone sitting here today. And I'm also asking myself, why don't we, us, make the change? Jesus went out of the temple and taught. So can we. Next week, we will eat together, all of us, congregation and guests. We will worship together by singing songs and hearing a short message. And then everyone will receive a small gift. And I said everyone because if we are all a child of God, able to be redeemed, we cannot set up an us and them system. And if you don't need the gift, that's okay. Just take it, and it's okay to re-gift it later. We will all receive a gift because through Jesus, we have all already received a gift. All of us, just the same, no matter our past or present life stories. In closing, Scrooge said to the ghost of Christmas yet to come, are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they the shadows of things that may be? We all have shadows of the past, and we all have opportunities to make change. As we make decisions to change or not change, there will be outcomes. We are so blessed to be able to make changes that affect another person, as Scrooge did for Tiny Tim and his nephew. Imagine how we could affect by changing just a little bit our brothers and sisters who come to breakfast in pantry. As the angel said to the shepherds, don't be afraid. My prayer this Advent season is that we look at this piece of the Christmas story in a new way. Don't be afraid. Angels said it to shepherds, but Jesus also lived this throughout his life. Jesus taught caring for the poor and loving your neighbor, even if they don't come from the same place as us. And these were very unpopular themes of his day, even more unpopular than today, believe it or not. Don't be afraid. All decisions you ever make are based on fear or faith. So I ask you, which will you choose? May you take the time in silence, especially this busy season, to listen to God and make change, remembering that once through the fear, you may find great joy. And I'm going to end with a song. And my prayer is it may be our song. It may become our song.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy till all my fears. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave.
breathe that in and breathe that out and make it our call.